This is the third week of Lent, a time where we can reflect and remember the life and teachings of Jesus. Today we'll be reading from the passage in Matthew 13, beginning at verse 3. He told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they did not have depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." And we'll jump down to verse 18. "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. That is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. Let's pause and reflect on these three questions. What does God want me to understand about His character? What does Jesus want me to believe about His parables and His teachings? What does the Holy Spirit want me to do today in light of what I've read? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for being a generous God that seeks to pour out your word on us, that seeks to give to us, as you've given us your Son, who faithfully gives us words of wisdom, gives us his teaching that aligns us to your kingdom, that brings us closer to who you are, that draws our hearts to you. So Father God, we pray that our hearts remain open, that we will be good soul, ready to receive your word, and that it shouldn't just pass away. It shouldn't just, when tribulations and frustrations come, we don't just push it to the side. We can faithfully hold firm through your goodness towards us. We can continue to trust in who you are and let your word take root in our heart, that we may be fruitful for your kingdom, that we will be faithful to who you've called us to be. So Father God, we continue to surrender all of who we are, all of who we are. We give away the parts of us that don't fit in line with your kingdom and draw closer to you, because you drew to us first by giving us your Son. So Father God, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.